Emma Sepulveda entered the United States after fleeing the 1973 military coup in Chile. Decades later, she directs the Latino Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno. Student reporter Holly Hutchings recently spoke to her for NPR's Next Generation radio program about her first days in America.
I left Santiago, Chile by bus January 4th, 1974. I left with a visa to come to the United States. Actually, I came legally. Trump will be very happy to hear that. My name is Emma Sepulveda Pulvidenti. I'm a writer, an activist, and a professor at the University of Nevada, Reno. But mostly, I think I'm an advocate for immigrant rights. Okay, in 1973, General Augusto Pinochet was overthrown the democratically elected president that I supported. The first reaction with the coup d'etat of September 11, 1973, was to sit down and write poems.
Echo, 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 echo. Without me realizing, it became the sounds of bullets against the body of those who rose in opposition.
So at that point, I knew I had to leave. I have never been in the United States. I mean, I remember just seeing all these incredible highways, just cement everywhere, and the coldness. I was absorbing everything around me and asking myself, what have I done? Where I have landed? I crossed the border, and it was like immediate change. Immediate change. I was judged by the way I look. I was brown. People assumed that I was dumb. After arriving in L.A., a few weeks passed, and we landed in Reno, Nevada. I thought I had landed in the most incredible place in the middle of the desert. Everything seemed so white. The sand of the desert, the people were white. So I went for an interview, and the same afternoon I was hired at a restaurant that used to be called Miguel's. When I worked as a waitress, it was just more humiliating because I didn't understand what people were ordering, and I have to write five things in my hand. The first one was, good evening. Second one, how many in your party? Follow me. This is your table. And have a good meal. And I repeat that thousands of times. Miguel Rivera actually was the owner. And he was just an incredible guy. So one day he just asked me, he says, you know, why are you always crying and you seem so down and unhappy? And I say, you know, in Chile I was 3 months prior to graduation when this happened and all that. And he says, you know what? We're going to give you a full scholarship to go to UNR and see if you can make it. I got a couple degrees at the University of Nevada, Reno, and then I came back as a professor. So at one point, I felt like I have to give back to this country that has given me the opportunities that my own country didn't give me in those years. So I became quite of an activist.
We should overcome, I heard at 8. We should overcome, I heard again at 9 and at 10 and at 11.
And now when I look at what Trump is doing and how Pinochet was running the country, the only difference is that people are not disappearing. People are not being killed because they're political ideology, but he is running the country, taking freedom away from people, and people are not even aware of what is happening. So it's been a very interesting journey.
This story is part of the NPR Next Generation Radio program, which recently held a training camp at the Reynolds School of Journalism at UNR. It was produced by student reporter Holly Hutchings.
Public radio tells the stories of people that you wouldn't normally hear ever. You know, it tells about the disenfranchised or the voiceless. And you have so much to learn from those people.
Check out this story and others from the First Days in America series at KUNR.org.